You are about to take part in medical history. In just a few moments, you are going to be injected into my bloodstream, where you will join other doctors in a quest to repair and restore my body.
What's happening?
You're shrinking.
Load pod into syringe. Heal. Are you ready for the injection?
Yes. Get on with it.
Begin injection process.
Everyone, hold on!
Injection successful, Mr. Keel. All systems normal.
This is unbelievable.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Keel seems to have perfected a non-dimensional molecular resizer. We've been shrunk to a size small enough that we can fit inside Mr. Keel's body.
This is right out of a science fiction story. I guess I didn't expect the future to really be like this.
It shouldn't be, at least not yet. This is way ahead of its time. It's a little like finding a steam-powered spaceship.
What are we going to do?
Well, there doesn't appear to be any form of control panel I can discern. We must be on a predetermined course. We'll just have to wait and see where we end up.
How can you remain so calm, not knowing our destination or our fate?
With the wisdom of age, you will learn when to sit back and let things take their course.
If you say so.
I can't believe this is happening. Why is he doing this to us?
Calm down, my good man. There's no need to panic. There's nothing we can do at the moment, so I suggest we all just relax and enjoy the ride. I'm sure we'll get our answers soon enough.
How do you know? You don't know what's going on any more than I do. What gives you the right to tell me to calm down?
My ears give me the right. And they are currently saying that if you don't stop screaming like a teapot, they're going to burst inside my head. Now please, why don't you have a seat? Take a moment to appreciate the infinite mystery of our interior.
Infinite mystery of our interior. Doctor, did I ever tell you that you're just a little bit of a drama queen?
Come on, for centuries mankind has stretched his arm to outer space. Yet a whole universe was never beyond his very fingertips. Look around. The very nature of life is bursting about us. Isn't this exciting? Right now we are traveling through Keel's bloodstream, witnessing the very process of life itself.
If we're in his blood, why isn't it red?
The blood cells are red when they're oxygenated. See those orangish dimpled discs?
Yes.
They will pick up oxygen from the lungs and become a bright color, which at our normal size looks red to us.
Where were you when I was taking my health final?
You'll soon discover blood is just the tip of the iceberg, as they say. This great internal universe is composed of muscles, glands, nerves, and everything in between. All life is a delicate ecosystem, and the body is the greatest representation of that. You would be wise to keep your eyes open and learn.
Why do I feel a little bit like I'm on the magic school bus?
What is the status of the Sentinel shuttle in E642?
Still nothing.
I'm sure they detected a rebel pod. They're getting harder and harder to track down. I don't know that I can handle this anymore by myself. I need more people.
Maybe you should take some time off.
No, I have a duty here that I cannot ignore.
Overseer, Transport Pod 7 is docking now.
Thank you. I've just finished examining most of their files. Let's go see what Keel threw us this time. His last two batches should have been thrown back.
Oh, with the plague and all.
I'm not looking for excuses. This place is hard enough to run with good men. The last thing I need is another pathetic bunch just barely out of medical school still trying to figure out the difference between a nose and the finger they have jammed up inside it. Well, let's go find out who's going to be our troublemaker in this group.
I have 5 credits that it's Dr. Tyler.
I'll take that bet. 10 credits it'll be Dr. Stansberg.
What if nobody breaks down?
Somebody always makes a fuss.
Just saying.
Who's up for an execution?
Dr. Monroe.
Then it will be a public execution. He'll do in a pinch, but hopefully it won't come to that. His expertise almost makes up for his lack of discipline. If I didn't need him so badly...
We could always skip the execution this time.
No, never. The only reason we have managed to keep order here is fear. They must know right away that they only get out of line once, and it is the last thing they ever do.
The pod is docked. Open hatch.
Everybody out. Quiet! Quiet!
Form a line! Quickly!
We should be somewhere near the top of the spine. What a...
All right, everyone, listen up. I am very busy, and I am not accustomed to repeating myself. So you will get this speech only once. I am the overseer. It is my duty to keep you in line and make sure you do your jobs. Here I am the law. You will do what I tell you. Each of you has been hired or otherwise engaged by Mr. Keel for one purpose and one purpose alone, to help with the upkeep of his body. You are now part of Mr. Keel. You will each be assigned duties based on your skills.
This is ridiculous. Who do you think you are? You can't hold us against our will.
I'm glad you brought that up. As long as we're on the subject of discipline, this is a sentinel. Its sole purpose is to maintain order.
What are you doing? Let me go!
Order is everything.
No!
I trust there will be no need for further demonstrations.
Horrible.
I will now call out your names. You will then step forward. The overseer will inform you of your assigned number. You will memorize that number as it is used in all shuttle correspondence. You will then be directed to a shuttle. You will receive further instructions as to your duties there. Yogurst.
You are 968524.
968524 specializes in cardiology.
You will report to shuttle number 3.
Headland.
You are 967582.
967582 specializes in neurology.
You will report to shuttle 5.
Stone.
You are 963854.
963854 specializes in pathology.
You will report to shuttle 1.
Wait a minute. Who are you two? I don't have any papers on you.
Well, maybe there was a mistake. Why don't you send us back?
What's the problem over here?
We don't have any records on these two.
We just got a transmission from outside. There were some last-minute additions. We'll receive their records later.
Name.
Are you speaking to me?
Name.
Oh, I like him. He's so single-minded. Well, by a strange coincidence, I'm the Doctor. The genuine article, as it were.
Weren't we just talking about troublemakers?
Your name.
This is my friend Moira.
Doctor, perhaps I did not make myself clear at our little orientation. I have hundreds of medical personnel working here and absolutely no tolerance for fools.
Really, you shouldn't be so hard on your friend here. He may be a bit on the pompous side, but I'd hardly call him a fool.
According to what records that were sent, the doctor and his assistant were working on the Galileo Prime Space Hospital when they were recruited.
Is that what they're calling it now? My, it's good to see how far man has progressed. Makes all the sacrifices humankind has made throughout the eons almost worthwhile.
Galileo. Then he is most likely a general practitioner. At least that's what we'll put down until we get their papers. Put them to work on Chapman's ship for the time being. He will be 964904, and she will be 964857.
Of course, Overseer.
Just point the way. I wouldn't want to overtax your last remaining brain cells.
This way.
Dr. Donovan?
Mr. Keel?
I hope you find your accommodations satisfactory.
It's a lovely prison.
I don't want you to feel like this is a jail cell.
The guard outside certainly isn't helping.
He is there only for your safety.
From who? You?
Hardly. I have no intention of hurting you. Quite the contrary, I would like you to be my personal doctor. Working on the outside, of course. After you see the facilities, I'm sure...
I can't believe this. You kidnap me and still expect me to help you? What do you think I'm going to say? Oh, I would love to. Thank you for taking me away from my life and making me a prisoner against my will. Oh, it's what I've always dreamed of. Do you even realize how many people are dying back at the hospital?
Face reality, Doctor. Those people would have died anyway. And there's nothing you could have done for them but hold their hand and watch it happen. Here, you could do so much more. You haven't even begun to understand what I am accomplishing at this moment.
What do I need to understand?
I am the cutting edge of medical research.
Because you have kidnapped our best doctors at our greatest time of need.
I am achieving the unimaginable. And I can compensate you in ways you can't possibly comprehend.
You just don't understand. This isn't about money.
No, you don't understand. Everything is about money. Money equals resources. Money is respect. You want people to know about your causes? You need money. You want to get the people you need to help you? You need money. If you want all those needy people taken care of, you need to buy medicine and staff. Money trumps all.
Your money is stealing much-needed medicine, equipment, and staff from people who really need it for your own personal gain. You're letting countless others die for your own benefit. I would rather die with them than help you.
That can be arranged! Don't ever forget, you are a prisoner here and can be for a very long time. Think about it, Doctor. This can either be a pleasant experience or an unpleasant one.
Look at this, Doctor. What are those? Some sort of nanobots?
That's exactly what they are. Very sophisticated ones by the look of them.
Is this how we cure illness in the future?
Some. Even in this day and age, they're too expensive to be practical. They will never replace living organisms. Humans, always trying to mimic nature.
What are they doing?
It would appear they are destroying a virus.
Like mine?
Possibly.
Problem solved. We bag me up some nanobots and get me all cured up. Does a spoonful of sugar help them go down?
Well, I would prefer a more natural alternative. Even in this day and age, they are somewhat dangerous.
Dangerous?
Nanobots have to be carefully monitored and controlled. If something went wrong, they could run amok in your body and tear you apart from the inside out.
Never mind. Maybe I'll look into New Age healing. Got any magnets and crystals?
Like anything else, they are only as dangerous as the person using them. I wonder how old our Mr. Keel really is.
Why?
From the looks of things, his body isn't actually doing much. The mundane tasks are being taken care of by these nanobots. Fighting infection, destroying old cells, creating new ones. The more complicated tasks are being taken care of by a fleet of doctors inside his own body. For a time, at least, it seems he could beat death at his own chess game.
So he's like an immortal.
Well, nothing lasts forever. Even the tallest mountains will crumble to dust. All it takes is time. I know that better than most.
Look!
This must be Chapman's shuttle.
Doctor, how are we ever going to get out of this one?
It's all right, Moira. We'll get out of here somehow. I promise.
Hello. My name is Dr. Chapman.
Good evening, or afternoon, or morning. Well, I don't suppose it matters here. I'm the doctor, and this is Moira.
I'm sure this is no relief, but welcome nonetheless. Over there is Dr. Desritude. Come and meet the new arrivals.
Hello, I am...
I really don't care to know your names until I know you're going to make it long enough to be worth learning them.
Never mind him, he's tired. You both have rooms on the ship. It's just the four of us for the moment. Here you'll live, breathe, eat, sleep, work...
and die.
Always see the glass half empty, do you?
Admittedly, we do not have much, but you'll eventually get used to it. Or you go start raving mad, one or the other.
Doctor, look, it's one of those robots.
Ah, one of the infamous Sentinels.
Yes, he's one of the things that speeds up the dying part.
It looks broken.
Not in the least. They just remain inactive unless they're needed. If something goes wrong, it will instantly awake.
Efficient.
Deadly efficient.
Let me guess. You really like emo music.
This will be your room, Moira. I know it is a bit sparse, but if you can think of anything you would like to brighten it up, let me know. I can usually get hold of most things within reason, of course. Doctor, you'll be bunking over there. I would show you around the rest of the ship, but there isn't much to see, and you will have seen more than enough of it shortly.
It must be horrible spending all your time cooped up in here.
Oh, it's not so bad. Sometimes we need to dock with other ships. And there is the monthly diagnostics at the command center. Our basic needs are met.
How could that be? What about trees, sun, fresh air?
The sound of a babbling brook, the song of the first bird of the morning.
I don't pretend that we don't lose out on many wonders. I'm just saying that the essentials to live are here.
Everything to live on, but nothing to live for.
You've only just arrived, so let me offer you a piece of advice. It is best not to fixate on what you're missing. After so many years, you begin to realize living is all that matters. Hope is a dangerous idea.
Hope is what life is all about.
Freedom is what life is about.
Such talk doesn't help anything. Just gets people stirred up. We have to take each day as it's given to us.
I dare say you have not been given very much at all.
You can't judge me without knowing all the facts. I am in here because of my actions. Originally, I was working for Mr. Keel on the outside.
You were helping him?
You have to understand. We had no idea where our work would lead us. When I had begun, they had only been using nanobots. Keel was an old man even then. Older than I knew when I discovered that the nanobots had already prolonged his lifespan. I didn't think anything of it. Who wouldn't want to live a little longer? We have been achieving that from science for centuries.
A long life isn't always an advantage.
But every year the upkeep became more and more complex. The nanobots weren't enough, so I helped guide the first microship. Then there were more ships and a base. In the beginning, this was all done with volunteers. It was considered a privilege, not a prison.
So how did you end up here?
End up here? As Keel came to need more and more doctors, he began to kidnap them. I didn't know about that at first, but eventually I caught on due to a clerical error. I went to Keel personally and threatened to expose him. Keel had me thrown on the next shuttle.
That's terrible.
Perhaps, but I've grown to tolerate it.
No one should get used to enslavement.
You will find you have no choice. There is no way out, and even if there was, we're microscopic.
What's that?
We're about to go into night cycle. The sub powers down for night cycle, so you want to be in bed before that happens.
Good night, Doctor.
Good night, Moira.
The first night is always the hardest, but we'll all be here in the morning, okay? Well, there goes the lights. I better get to bed. See you in the morning.
Good night, Dr. Chapman.
Good night, Moira.
What cold, dark place have we gotten into this time? How did we end up here?
Knock, knock.
Yes, Doctor?
Are you going to be okay?
Yes, I just can't sleep.
I don't blame you. I very much doubt that mattress can get any thinner on the metal rack they call a bed. I don't even want to imagine what those stains are.
No, that's not it. I just can't keep my mind quiet.
Just think back to all the adventures we've gone on. Haven't I gotten us out of worse scrapes than this?
Yes.
So, just get some rest.
I'll try.
Why can't I make her understand? Why can't I hold my tongue long enough to explain? Cook, take the night off. I feel like making something for myself. Wait, on your way out, have Mr. Benson bring Dr. Donovan here. Well, that's all. Hurry.
You can call off your goon.
That's enough, Benson. You can wait outside.
What do you want?
I thought that you might enjoy something to eat.
What?
I was hungry, so I decided to make myself some grilled cheese. It occurred to me that it must have been some time since you had anything yourself.
I don't know what's more unbelievable, that you kidnap me then invite me for a midnight snack, or that you're making yourself grilled cheese.
What is wrong with grilled cheese?
Nothing's wrong with grilled cheese. I just don't picture you as a grilled cheese eater.
I like grilled cheese. Here you go. Go ahead. I didn't poison them.
Oh, it's good.
My, you are hungry.
I can't remember the last time I had something that wasn't replicated.
The secret to perfect grilled cheese is to butter the bread evenly and thickly. Then give it just a hint of paprika. If you melt the butter on the grill, the bread won't get that slightly crispy surface while maintaining the soft inner parts. My wife always had little hints like that.
I didn't know you had a wife.
She died a long time ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
No, it's okay. One day she was here, the next... I'm going to bed. You can have my other sandwich. I have had my fill. Mr. Benson will show you back to your room when you are ready to leave.
Mr. Keel? Good night, Mr. Keel.
Good night, Dr. Donovan.
Everyone up. Time for roll call.
Oh, just 5 more minutes, Mom.
Come on, it's just about time that our ship has to check in and take roll.
Ship Beta 365 status?
Active.
Roll check. 86532.
86532 present.
95724.
95724 present.
964857.
Oh, is that me? 964857 present.
964904 present.
Any other business?
None.
Then your duty roster will be downloaded to the main computer. Begin after breakfast. Command center out.
Great, breakfast. I am so starved.
Aren't you coming, Doctor?
I'm not hungry.
Are you sure? The food comes out of the machine hot, and only at this time. I can't imagine it cold, and there's no way to reheat it.
I suppose.
Okay, here come the plates. Here you go, Doctor. One for you, Moira, Desertude. Just put the trays back in this machine when you're done.
Well, it's gross!
I don't exactly take requests, so you better get used to it.
Try and stomach it, Moira. You're going to need your strength.
I didn't sleep a wink last night.
No one sleeps the first night or two. Have to find something to keep your mind on. Me, I play baseball.
Baseball?
Yep, I close my eyes and all the greats step up to plate. I've lost a lot of things here, but I will always have baseball.
I'm going to see what the duty roster is for today.
Dr. Chapman, can you come here? I need you to reboot the main computer while I flush out the secondary drives. I'm getting some Type 49 errors.
Of course.
Moira, would you mind? I want to take another sample of your blood.
I hate needles.
Good, because we don't use them anymore. It is important for me to see how the disease is progressing in order for me to understand how to treat it. Luckily for you, I saved all of the research to this data crystal before we were abducted and don't need to start from scratch. The other doctors were onto something before they were taken. I feel like the solution is just in front of me.
Who cut the power?